And oh Allah, you have granted us peace and well-being, and you have granted us on the advent of this month the deen of Islam. Again, shukr to Allah continuously for the name of Iman and Islam. One occasion, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came upon a group of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in who had gathered in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were doing dhikr, praising, glorifying Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them the purpose for their congregating. They said, we are glorifying and praising Allah. We are saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, or subhanallah wa bihamdi, purely out of shukr that Allah has guided us to Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, take a qasam in the name of Allah that you have gathered only for this purpose and nothing else. They said, in the name of Allah, that is why we have gathered only for that purpose. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I did not verify and ask you to take a qasam or not. You have said, because I doubted your integrity, I have done so purely because just now Jibreel alayhi salam has informed me, inna Allah yubahi bikum malaikatah. At this very moment, Allah is boasting by your means to the angels for this noble action in which you are involved. So gatherings of dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, it is an honor to be part of such a gathering. And we do it with the niyyah also of showing, making shukr to Allah for the ni'mah of iman. And the dua continues on the moon, new moon. وَالتَّوْفِيقِ لِمَا تُحِبُّ وَتَرْضَى. Oh Allah, we beg you to guide us only to that which pleases you, that which pleases you. And then we say to that new moon, Rabbi wa Rabbuk Allah. There are many who may worship it or other things as a deity. So we say, my Lord, my sustainer, and yours, O the new moon. It is only the one Allah Ta'ala, our deen, the crux, the foundation is Tawheed. So with this great month of Sha'ban, you know, there is a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna lillahi nafahat fata'arradu li nafahatih. There are moments, special moments, when the ni'mas of Allah Ta'ala, that breeze blows in abundance. So put yourself, avail yourself, put yourself online to be caught up in that special breeze of Allah Ta'ala's mercy whenever the opportunity comes along. And definitely Sha'ban is amongst those months. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, numerous Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, Hazrat Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the Ummah is indebted to her for the high level of knowledge that she had possessed, the perfect levels of modesty and haya that makes her the role model for any mu'mina, any muslimah. So much haya and modesty that when an accusation was leveled towards her by the munafiqeen, Allah Ta'ala himself intervened in the best of forms, revealing verses of Qur'an Kareem, emphasizing her modesty, her chastity, that even her mindset was absolutely pure, could not even fathom going towards immodesty. Allah revealed verses exonerating, emphasizing her high levels of haya and modesty. So we are indebted for the knowledge that she has conveyed on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the ummah. Similarly, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, the khadim of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 10 years in the khidmah, between the ages of 10 and 20, in the prime youth years of his life, in the most noble manner, in the khidmah, the attendance, the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, ourselves, our children, let us get them into the company of the salihin, of the pious ulama and mashaykh. There are immense benefits of the suhbah. Close interaction he also conveys. So they remark and say that we notice that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the month of Sha'ban, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast optionally, abundantly. Sometimes almost the entire month of Sha'ban, sometimes to show that it is not compulsory, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not fast. But sometimes it would seem like it was almost 2 months consecutive fasting attached to the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So Sayyidina Osama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, another one very close and dear and beloved to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Lam araka tasumu min ash-shahri ma tasumu min Sha'ban." I do not see you exerting yourself in optional fasts in a month as a whole as you do so in Sha'ban. So give us the reason for that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, and here as well as other occasions when other Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in pose the question as to the reason for fasting nafal, optional fast, in the Mubarak month of Sha'ban, so we try and emulate that. However, if one is not habitual, optional fasting throughout the year, then the fuqaha, the jurisprudence say that after the 15th, one should then not fast to keep oneself the strength for the month of Ramadan. Yes, if there is a fast that coincides that one is habitual throughout the year, Mondays and Thursdays, one who fasts it throughout the year, then by all means continue that after the 15th as well. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast excessively, various reasons on this instance, and we take lesson in the responses of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immense and deep lessons. Number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I fast so much to emphasize to my ummah the greatness of this month, that it should not be lost upon them, for the reason that this month is wedged between two great months. Preceding it is Rajab, one of the four sanctuous months of the year that just passed us by yesterday. And following Sha'ban is the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So let it not be that because it comes between two great months whose greatness is known very, very well, that people should become negligent of Sha'ban and its greatness. So lesson that we learn from here, the smaller actions, those that we may look down upon, those that may be not considered massive and huge, they hold great value with Allah Azza wa Jal. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whomsoever does, a small little particle's worth of goodness will definitely see its rewards in the Akhirah. And whomsoever does, on the other hand, a sin, a disobedience of Allah, and it may be considered very small, very insignificant, trivial, but will definitely, obviously, if a person has not made tawbah and repentance and Allah has forgiven, one will see its harmful effects in the Akhirah. So summary is, never trivialize the opportunity of any good deed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you have nothing but to smile at the face of another mu'min, then do so, for that even brings you the reward of sadaqah. You have nothing else to do, say a good word to a person, that is a great form of sadaqah. Number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs and tells the ummah that this is the month, the yearly presentation of records, year end, that our amal are raised and is a yearly presentation to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah knows everything that we're doing at every single moment, but to inspire us to better prepare. This is that month when amal, actions of the entire year, are raised and presented as a yearly and annual presentation in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So I wish that at the time of the presentation of my deeds, I'm in a good state, and one of the best states that Allah loves immensely is fasting. Fasting is a special ibadah. It is a special bond and relation between the banda, the servant, and Allah. For it is such an action that there are no tangible effects. Somebody cannot see that another person, like salah, zakah, they are tangible, they are physically witnessed. So this is such an action, a special bond between Allah and His servant. So I wish at that time I am in a good state, that my actions are presented, I am in a state of fasting. Furthermore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives a third reason, لِتَعْظِيمِ رَمَضَانِ, to show the greatness, because of the greatness of Ramadan, because of the greatness of Ramadan in preparation for it. We know when there is a huge event to take place, then there are smaller events preceding it in preparation for that. So as a means of encouraging us to increase, to look forward, to anxiously anticipate the coming of this great month of Ramadan. And fourth reason Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives, it is in this month that the names Allah Ta'ala decrees, in this month, the names of all of those who are going to die in the coming year. All of those who are going to die in the coming year. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I wish that at the time when my death is being decreed, whichever year it is, I'm in a good state, I'm in a state of fasting. So, very important lesson, this worry and concern, the biggest worry and concern every one of us should have before anything else, is that alhamdulillah on the ni'mah of Iman and Islam, that Ya Allah, give me death in a state of Iman and Islam. Give me death when you are pleased with me at the most, when you are most happy and pleased with me. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave parting advices, final advices. He says, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which actions are the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, see to it that when death comes, your tongue is moist, naturally engrossed in the dhikr of Allah. We fast forward, Allah Ta'ala gave him shahada in the plague of Amwas. In those final moments, what deep conversation with Allah. Oh Allah, my entire life I feared you, and now I have great hopes in your love. I have great hopes in your forgiveness. He says, when he sheds tears, I am not saddened to leave behind palaces, mansions, streams, and gardens of this dunya. There are certain things in this dunya I'm very sad to leave behind. The ecstasy of tahajjud salah, the joy of fasting in the severity of heat and sitting with absolute humility in the company of the pious ulama and mashayikh are things that I will really miss and leave behind from this dunya. You know, very senior alim whom our community was honored many times with his advices, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Daya Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, what a good end Allah had given him. The day just before he had, 24 hours literally before passing away, Allah honored him on his deathbed. His granddaughter who was doing hifz, did her hifz, her final sabak with him on his deathbed, mashallah. One of the most senior ulama in the world, in the ummah at the moment, Sheikh Muhammad Awama of Syrian origins, Allah bless him, 30 years residence in Medina Munawwara, sent such a beautiful message of du'as, of expression of love, almost it seems words bidding him farewell on behalf of the ummah. If one listens to those words, one will really, really be touched. Similarly, in those final moments, we know he would emphasize on dhikr and especially durood sharif, as you live, so shall you die. All of those around will clearly testify. Excessive dhikr, excessive durood sharif, even reading in the final moments. Another great honor, Allah bless him, one of his only living ustads at the time, Hazrat Mawlana Nazir Sanjalvi Sahib, hafidhahullah, was the one who gave him talqeen the last time when he read the shahada, the kalima on the day before. On the day he had passed away, literally just the last word said, the words encouraged by his ustad. So it, mashallah, an ending that one really cherishes and desires and hopes for, and saying even the words that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in his final moments. So these reasons that it is a great month, people should not become negligent of his greatness. A'mal, actions are raised, death is written, so we do so in a state that Allah is most pleased with us. Humble appeal, inshallah, we have this another great opportunity to show our love for Allah, contribute as generously as possible the collections that will take place after the salah towards the house of Allah Ta'ala, the madrasa, inshallah. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه لا سيما نعمة الإيمان والإسلام وفي هذه الأشهر المباركة نشكر الله عز وجل على نعمة الإيمان والإسلام فقد قال الله عز وجل فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم أرك تصوم من الشهر ما تصوم من شعبان فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ذاك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين وقال في أمكنة أخرى يكتب على كل ميتة تلك السنة فأحب أن يأتيني أجلي وأنا صائم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال أيضا لتعظيم رمضان أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا، رضي الله عنهم وعن جميع أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، خصوصا أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبقية بناته الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم، وعن البقية من العشرة المبشرة، وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأنهم أجمعين. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى بفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين، اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Straighten the surfs, fill in the gaps in the shoulders, ensure that the heels are in a straight line.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Set themselves, filling the gaps in the shoulders, show that the heels are in a straight line, stand as close as possible. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى، الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله العظيم. استغفر الله العظيم. استغفر الله العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. لا